Hi-de-ho, this is Tony with the Jeep Talk Show, and just like you, I'm listening to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast with Nikki G.
Episode 26. What's up, Mark? All right, sit down, shut up, relax, grab a snack. The 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast is about to begin. Thank you for tuning in to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki G. I'm here to entertain, delight, and inform you about all things off-road for about the next 10 minutes or so. Why 10 minutes? I'm running out of jokes for that one. If you have any, send them in. I'm willing to listen. All right, thank you for tuning in. This week, we have a very special guest. It's Mark from FM Jeeping. And once again, I got to apologize. Mark's audio came out perfect, crystal clear. My audio sucks. I tried a different microphone this time. I have no idea what my problem is, but I'll get to the bottom of it. It might be in the computer system. Who knows? I'm not a techie nerd. Maybe for my next guest, I will get a techie nerd to kind of talk me through it. But who knows? You're not here to listen to that crap. You're here to hear about off-roading. So my first question to Mark was, tell me about your rig.
Hi, Nick. Thank you for having me. It's a 1998 Jeep Cherokee XJ. Let's see. Pretty beat up right now, but I'm actually right in the middle of a one-ton axle swap, amongst some other surprises that'll be coming up hopefully shortly. A lot of work.
Yeah. Well, what made you decide on one tons?
Probably because I it's actually a good question. I had always wanted to do something bigger, but I actually ended up breaking some stuff on my Dana 30 this season in pretty easy fashion. So I kind of figured that I needed to upgrade, and I'm starting to get really into more rocks than like dirt and trails and stuff.
What two axles did you decide to get?
Actually, I got a 2006 Super Duty Dana 60, and I got the actual pairing Sterling 10.5.
What did they come out of?
An F-350. Sorry. So it was really weird because, like, you know, Kyle, Bearded Jeeper, kind of got into it. And he just kept talking to Nate and I about it, and SW Crawler, sorry. And it just kind of piqued my interest. I ended up breaking my Dana 30 or snapping some axle shafts. I'm like, that was way too easy. So I just, you know, I started searching literally like I think a week or two later. This deal popped up. This guy was asking like a certain price for the axles, and it hadn't sold in over a month. And I'm like, something's wrong with these things. Let me see what's wrong with them. And I went, took a look at them. Shot him an offer that was much lower than he was asking, and I went home with the axles. It's pretty cool.
How much wider are they?
Oh, man. Shoot. I don't know the specifics. I know somebody out there is going to be like, oh, it's this, you idiot. But it's at least 8 inches wider.
Are you going to cut them down or leave them wide?
I'm going to leave them wide. There's something about an XJ with oversized axles and oversized tires that just – I would love that. I love that look.
Yeah.
So, and I'm going for low center of gravity. So, wide and low.
What size tires are you running on your Jeep?
I was running 35s. I've got 40s waiting to go on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, like, I got a lot of cutting to do. So it's not that there's going to be less XJ there. Hopefully in a few more weeks.
What made you decide on an XJ as opposed to a Wrangler or a Samurai or a Toyota pickup truck or any other four-wheel drive vehicle?
You know, people talk negatively about the XJs, you know, especially the Wrangler guys, I guess. Not all, but some. And, like, they're such great vehicles. Like, they're literally, like, they're not rust-proof, but they are bulletproof in a lot of ways. Price and the fact that I had to fit my kids in it. So, I mean, I've got three kids. And fitting three kids in a TJ, probably not going to work so well. Yeah. and the XJs were the price point. You can't deny them. I mean, I like cars that you can go to a junkyard and walk out with upgrades. You know, I love it because you can go to find other XJ stuff or find TJ stuff because most of that still bolts up. You know, I got into off-roading to be as cheap as possible. Like literally it was just, I'll just do this for fun. Yeah. And then, I got bit, but, yeah, price and cause I needed room for my kids. I spent more money in like one upgrade than I do like the entire value of the Jeep when I bought it new or not new, but like when I bought it,
that's
crazy.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. The Jeep itself is pretty much worthless. It's only worth, you know, a couple hundred dollars. It's yep. it's all the stuff in it that makes it valuable.
Yeah, and I think that was kind of the draw for the XJ, at least for me, as well. Like I could go wheel this thing, beat the ever loving crap out of it, break it, and then take basically everything off it and move it right to another one.
Tell me a little bit about your most recent trail damage.
Like the XJ, one of my last trips out, I think you probably saw, I shattered the rear window. I put the I put the driver door into a tree, and I broke my CB antenna, and I put the passenger side roof, the rain guard there, the roof rail, into a tree for about 3 feet. I mean, I kind of laughed about it. I still did. The only thing that sucked was having to find a new hatch. Other than that, it was whatever.
Was it hard to find a hatch?
I think I had one. A good buddy of mine up here in Connecticut. He and I talk a lot, and he's building XJ too. He had one, a parts car, parts rig, and he was just like, "Oh, come get it!" Like I think the next day, or the following day, I went and got it. So pretty quick. Yeah. About 3 to 4 inches away from the steering box, I found a crack, like literally probably about a dime-sized hole in the unibody and a crack going straight across the unibody from like the wheel well into the engine bay. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Okay, time to get a new XJ. I shut off the lights, went upstairs, hung out for a little while, and I'm like, you know what? I think I might be able to fix this.
And luckily, how do you fix that?
Well, it depends. If it's... And I'm definitely not a professional at this. So I asked a couple of people who are better at this than I was. And the consensus I got was if you can find both sides of the crack, you drill on either side, you bezel the crack, kind of like make the crack bigger, and then re-weld everything. And then you plate over it. And my crack / rust hole was a little too big to do that. So I now have... I plated it over or boxed it in. I have frame stiffeners on mine, so I was able to kind of use that as a base. Because this is the part that cracked or rusted away was exposed unibody and not part of the frame stiffener. So I literally just kind of extended my frame stiffener down, did some rosette welds or plug welds, and welded around the whole thing. I mean, the thing should be pretty solid now.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark, for being my second guinea pig on Zoom calling interviews. I am learning my lesson. No more do I promise to no more go into this cold. My intentions was to have a nice, just light, airy conversation about Jeeps and see what pops up. But I have learned I am not that type of conversationalist. From now on, I'm going to go in prepped with not really with a script, with some talking points to keep things flowing. I can't think too fast on my feet and listen to a conversation. And I also have a hard time chewing gum and walking as well. But thank you, Mark, for participating. You can catch up with Mark on his YouTube channel, FM Jeeping. And he's also on Instagram and Twitter. And of course, Facebook. Everybody's got a Facebook account. I think they assign you one at birth right after your social security number. All right, that's about all the time we have for tonight. You can catch and download the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on Apple Podcast, Google Play, Podbean, and YouTube. You can follow and or contact the 10 Minute Off-Road Podcast on the Gram, the Twitter, Facebook, and of course YouTube. You can email us at 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. That's 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. All right, until next time, this is Nikki G saying wheel what you got and be happy.